Hi there, my name is Fahal Mohammed, and I'm here with my friends Ralph, Lily May, and Madi, and with our special guest, Ms. Lang, to talk about the cost of living crisis and what we can do to counteract this issue. Firstly, what is cost of living crisis? Well, the cost of living crisis has recently taken a massive uptake, with factors such as inflation taking a massive toll on how kids enter their secondary school.
How has the current cost of living situation started recently?
Well, it mainly started due to the conflict of Ukraine and Russia fighting, because Russia is a main importer of lots of UK goods such as uniform and equipment.
And how does this affect school conditions?
Well, this affects school conditions since lots of the clothing for schools such as uniform and equipment are being imported from Russia, business said, which are what school students need. However, there are some positive side effects to this, since school trusts such as Wickersley Partnership are starting things such as uniform banks, where they give unwanted uniforms back into the school to be recycled and reused.
Also, how does this affect kids and parents?
So I would say as well, with the cost of living with parents is bigger than the uniforms. So I know as a mum, whenever you have a difficult month or a tough month, the first thing that disappears is the extra stuff that you want to do with your kids. So, for example, if parents had to pay for violin lessons or guitar lessons or singing lessons, that would be the first thing as a family you'd think, oh, I'm going to pull that out. So actually here at Clifton and across the Trust, we actually give all children the opportunity to have what we call peri lessons, which is, and I think it's in primary schools as well, is that right?
Yeah,
you have peri lessons where you can have, and it's all for free, you can have, so all that extra bits that really helps make you happy and give you things to do, you can still do and isn't affected by your parents having to spend more on food and energy and rent and things like that. So for me, that's another reason on top of uniform. And I think you've already talked about the uniform banks that are in place, and also looking at how we can reduce just normal costing of uniform. So for example, things like your, we've talked about normal uniform, but your PE kits. So we're looking in September that your PE kits are going to be, you don't have to have a certain type of tracky bottom or shorts, that they can be plain black. Looking at the hoodies, that we won't have 20 different hoodies a year available for students, for things that there is a really clear uniform that they can wear in PE that's more cost effective. We've got away with them labels on your trousers, so now you can go to Tesco's and buy 3 pairs for £12, whatever it is, instead of £28 for one. So all sorts of little bits that can really help in the household and take a bit of stress, because that's the big thing. It's stress that goes into your household when parents are worried. And to, if we can try and take that away from your household a little bit, every little bit helps. Hopefully that'll make you happy and feel more secure as well. Also, uniform has gone up by 21% in costing and 4.2% costing in the space of just 2 months, which is a massive increase. So anything that we can do to try and help with that is really helpful for everyone.
Also, how could the cost of living crisis affect future school generations?
Fortunately, the cost of living crisis could end around the end of 2024 or near the beginning.
Lastly, Mrs. Lang and Fahan, what do you think about the cost of living crisis and how it's affecting schools?
Personally, I think the cost of living crisis is doing a treacherous impact on schools, since repair for basic necessities are taking double the time to repair and lots of funds and trips are being cut out by school funds.
And also, one thing that has had an impact as well is not just the cost of living on the children and the pupils. So I've noticed in my role as head teacher, the effect of cost of living actually has on some of the staff. So I know I've got some staff that work in school that have to have second jobs in order to make ends meet, because not everybody's like really well paid across education. So we may have staff that work here during the day, but now on a night time, some of them are picking up jobs. Some people I know are working behind bars and things, and that's literally just to make ends meet. And what we want is our workforce to be able to come, be relaxed and refreshed for the next day, because as much as we love you all, can be quite a stressful job working in schools, and we want staff to feel quite relaxed. But actually, if they're then working till 11, 12 o'clock at night doing a second job, that actually has an impact. So that's something that we have to be really mindful of and think about how we treat staff when they're in school, so they've got a better deal when they're here as well.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.